CFC's Monday through Friday devotional podcast, aimed at helping you grow more mature in your walk with Jesus. Today our reading comes from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 to 24. The word says this, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, and therefore I will hope in him." This is the word of the Lord. Let's ask him to help us understand. Lord, we look for hope today. Perhaps we feel we're living in a dark time and we need some encouragement. Help us to be encouraged by your truth today. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, people often talk about a need for hope. And this is especially true among those who take an interest in politics. I remember several years ago when a candidate for president's slogan was just one word, hope. But of course, that's not the only way that the word is used. We often speak of our hope for the return of our Lord, or our hope of heaven, or our hope for our children to grow up and to be decent human beings. Some people hope for a better job than the one they have. They hope for a better future right here on planet Earth. There's a lot of people looking for hope these days, it seems. And of course, no one hopes for something better unless they're convinced that what they presently have is deficient in some way. And that's the way the word is being used by the prophet Jeremiah in these verses. Jeremiah was probably living through the worst moments of his life as he penned the book of Lamentations. He had watched his nation spiral down into the worst sinfulness over the course of his lifetime. He had preached that judgment was coming and that there was a need for repentance. And then he had endured years of rejection, followed by months of siege, starvation, personal imprisonment, and finally the complete destruction of his beloved Jerusalem and the Jewish nation at the hands of the cruel Chaldeans. So no wonder Jeremiah was searching for hope. Could hope be had? Where could he find it? And what is hope anyway? Well, let's start with that question first. Hope is an expectation of belief in the fulfillment of something desired, our friends the theologians tell us. And what they mean is, it's looking forward to the fulfillment of God's promises if you're a believer. God has promised to rescue his people from our oppressors in this world. God has promised that sin is not going to go unchecked forever. God has told us that Jesus is coming back, and when he arrives, he's going to sort out things once and for all on planet Earth. Today, we look forward in hope to the fulfillment of these promises. We live in hope. Now, does this hope deny or minimize the suffering we experience, as some accuse us of doing? You know, some people say, well, you Christians are just delusional. You're smoking the opiate of the people. You're denying the reality of suffering by putting your hope in the promises of Christ. But that isn't true, and it certainly wasn't what was going on in Jeremiah's mind and heart. He acknowledged the affliction that he was going through. He acknowledged the depth of its misery. He did not deny these things. But at the same time, he realized that affliction is transformed in meaning when the mind is turned to God. And that's what he did in verses 22 through 24. He reminded himself of certain things that are true of God. That God's loving kindness, his covenant love, never quits. No matter what we experience, God's love for us is never exhausted, and his mercies toward us never come to an end. He continues to be merciful toward us, even when we seem most disappointed with him, because he's permitting our sufferings, our afflictions, and our trials. No matter what, we have hope because his love never quits, and his mercies never cease. It may be a while, and sometimes it's a long while, before we see relief. But we can rest in hope because he never stops loving us. He never stops having mercy on our weaknesses. Jeremiah thought on these things, And then he arrived at a conclusion. God is all I need. I will hope in him. Do you need hope today? Why not do what Jeremiah did and turn your thoughts toward God? Remind yourself of his unfailing love for you. Remember that his mercies keep on being supplied in the midst of your ever-present weakness. Don't forget, he hasn't abandoned you, even in your darkest hours. Say to yourself, "The Lord is my portion, therefore I will hope in him." Let's pray together. Lord, your mercies come upon us new every day when we remind ourselves of your faithfulness. After the dark night of the soul that we sometimes feel ourselves to be living through, we count on a new dawn of hope every day because we're sure that you'll always keep your promises to love us and have mercy on us when everything is said and done. Help us today to think on these promises and to live in hope. We ask it in the name of our living hope, Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us again today. Join us on Sundays for our online service at 9 a.m. or our on-site services at 9 or 10:45 a.m. And we have an on-site service at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening as well. Look for our new app in the Apple or Google App Store. Search for B.F. Sebring to get your copy. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe.